are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So another report comes out that you can actually, I guess, get some hints that your spouse may be going through a stroke based on looking at the texts they send you. Now, many of us make a lot of mistakes with our texting, and we don't care if we misspell. We're so ticked off at the autocorrect that other words will come out. I mean, you see some of these very scary autocorrects where you write something like, I'm going shopping, and it comes out, I'm sleeping with your friend, or something like that, you know, and it's pretty frightening. But they say that some of these garbled text messages could be a sign that somebody has suffered a stroke, even if the person is having no problem speaking. Now, the case study was led by a team at Henry Ford Hospital, and it describes a 40-year-old man who was visiting Detroit, and during the night, he began sending incoherent text messages to his wife. At the hospital the next day, the man had no difficulty going through the evaluation. His language abilities, doctors found no visible signs of neurological issues. He did have a little weakness to the right side of the face. The doctor then gave him a smartphone and asked him to text the following sentence. The doctor needs a new BlackBerry. Instead, he texted TJHE, which is understandable because the J and the H are close by. T-J-H-E, doctor, na-da-da-da-da-z, a new bubba, BB, okay? When he was asked if this was correct, the man looked at it and said, you know, yeah, perfect. Well, you know, you would think, okay, well, maybe he's using BB for BlackBerry. Maybe there's a new type of, you know, maybe there's, a new type of lingo. Maybe he's not a good typist. But apparently, the doctors did determine that the man actually had suffered an ischemic stroke. Now, we're talking about a 40-year-old guy. 40 years old, and this ischemic stroke was basically a clot that was blocking off part of the blood supply to his brain. So, we know these could be fatal, these could be scary, and the funny thing is he could talk and act like there was no issue going on, maybe a little bit of numbness. Now, I mean, for me as a doctor and having been an ER doc for some time, yeah, you know, somebody comes in with numbness, I'm doing the scan. Absolutely. Okay, even if they're speaking to me fine, having no form of aphasia where they're having difficulty with the words coming out, I'll still do a scan. But now we live in an age where hospitals are holding off the scan. They're holding it off because many ER docs and hospitals are going to get dinged for ordering tests that end up to be negative. So they're trying to find other ways to decide if they need to do the head scan. My shock is the guy comes in with weakness on one side of the face to the scan, but apparently they decide to sit and talk to him and have him text something. So thank God they did, because the guy was having a stroke the whole time. So they call this condition dystexia. Doubt Obamacare will pay for it, but basically it's called dystexia, a term for incoherent text messaging. And they think that could be a sign of stroke in patients that show no other symptoms. Now, I need to then warn you all to be careful, because many of you text like crap. You throw very, you know, some of you, and I do it too. I get so mad that I have to, answer my mom when I'm busy, let's say, or I'm on air. And I love my mom to death, but I'll be so curt in that text. And usually I'm a very loquacious person. I mean, I will communicate at great lengths. And so my concern with that is, my concern would be, you know, that somebody could say, oh, you know, Dr. Dahlia is losing it because she wrote, you know, and it's because I'm in a hurry. But it's just something to think about. If usually your friends or your wife's text is pretty coherent and pretty nice and crisp, then my recommendation would be to just kind of, you know, just kind of raise an eyebrow and go from there. 1-877-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, we're watching this very horrific rape case that happened in Ohio. And, you know, they, apparently what I understand is I think they're on day three of this rape trial testimony. And this happened in, I think, Studerville? I'm trying to think of the name of the city. I'm going by memory. In Ohio. Yeah, Steubenville. Thank you. Steubenville High School. And apparently there was a girl, allegedly, too drunk to know what's going on. And the, two high school football stars are accused of raping her, as well as sexually assaulting her, by other means, and taking her from party to party while doing this. Now, what's been happening in today's testimonies, they've been looking at the text. And some of these messages from Trent Mays, 17 years old, to, I guess, some of his, he's one of the defendants. The messages describe the inebriated girl as dead or as a dead body. And he had admitted to penetrating certain orifices with his fingers, etc. And unfortunately, I mean, this girl had no idea what happened until she woke up. You saw her text. And her text to her friend, I guess a friend, had, you know, checked on her the next day going, "How are you?" And she's like, "I'm okay, I can't find my phone, you know, I had trouble finding my phone, etc." And he's like, "But are you okay?" And then he tells her what happened, that he was at a party and she was being undressed. And he tried to stop, and he couldn't stop it. From what we understand, the text didn't go into too much detail. She's like, "What are you talking about? Oh, my gosh, what happened?" And you see as the texts go, he's like, "What do you remember?" And she's like, "I just remember getting drunk. I remember throwing up on the side of the sidewalk, but I don't remember anything after that." So as you're looking at these texts, you're like, well, was she roofied? Was she given the medication that causes you to have amnesia? Or was she just so drunk that she didn't know what happened? But she could only recollect part of the night until that occurred. Meanwhile, the assailants allegedly had taken pictures, had actually videotaped and then deleted the videotape. And I think some of these pictures even went on social media. And then one of the assailants actually had stated in his text that he did have sexual intercourse with the girl. But then in other texts, he denied it. So we're seeing the prosecution and defense go back and forth. The defense is going to probably say she was drunk. He never really did anything to her. There's no proof. Yet the text messages are probably going to be the mainstay of this. Just scary, scary stuff that this could be happening with our youth. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschummel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschmann, 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, we were talking about teenage drinking. We've been talking about so many issues that have been affecting our youth, and this rape case that happened in Steubenville, Ohio, just kind of culminates the big problem that we have and we face, and I don't know where we need to go with this. Now, as we get more information, as I guess they're, I think, day three of this rape trial where two high school football stars allegedly assaulted a 16-year-old girl when she was, quote-unquote, too inebriated to know what was going on. From what we understand, the defense is trying to make a case that she wasn't unconscious, and that she did know what was going on, and that she consented if any sexual activity did occur. So now we're having the case go from, okay, you know, where are the texts? Were the texts done by somebody that wasn't the claimant? Were these really the claimant, the assaulter's text saying they did X, Y, and Z? Or did this girl, was she consenting? Now, that's what the defense is, from what we understand, is trying to prove. Again, I haven't been able to watch the trial. I don't think cameras have been in the trial. Scary stuff. Can you imagine the father and mother of this, of the 16-year-old girl? And I mean, the girl, she even texted to her friend. I go, I hate my life. Now you're worried. I mean, would she commit suicide over this? I mean, this is so horrifying to think that something like this could happen. And of course, whenever you hear something horrible like this happen, a girl possibly get too drunk, throwing up on the side of the road, picked up by her friends, quote-unquote friends, assaulted by classmates, pictures taken, strewn on social media, people texting each other, giggling about it. I mean, you know, to her, her life is probably over. It shouldn't be. There's interventions we could do, and there's help that we could give this girl. But at this point, this teenager was probably thinking her life is absolutely over. From what we understand, she did find semen on her body, so we know that some sexual interaction did come to play. And then now it's going to be hashed in a courtroom. That is probably her fault. She actually wanted the intercourse to happen. But I think where that's going to fall short is, I believe there's texts where the assailants are talking about how she was like a dead body. So then if she was like a dead body or quote unquote like a toy, then you can't say, oh yeah, she was willingly doing it. But from what we understand, the defense is going to say that she had, been walking around, that there's, this was a case of, you know, her allowing it to happen, which is just frightening stuff. Now, I mean, you know, and the first thing we do is whenever we hear a horrible case like this is we always try to go, okay, well, how could this be prevented next time? Okay, well, very easy to say. Okay, well, you know, make sure she doesn't drink. Make sure the boys aren't drinking. Make sure the girl is in a situation where she's not alone, etc. I mean, for centuries, whenever a sexual assault case happens, that's what we end up telling ourselves. But here we are in 2013, where this type of stuff allegedly is still occurring. Right? And, you know, we're parents, and we're grandparents, and we're aunts, and we're uncles, and we're trying to figure out, how the heck do we prevent our 16-year-old daughters from drinking to the point that they don't know what's going on, to the point where they could be sexually assaulted, whether they're conscious or not? And I don't know how to talk to kids. I don't. You know, we brought this up in the first hour or the second hour. You know, what should we do today looking at a story like this? I don't have a daughter. I would be horrified right now if I had a daughter. Yeah, I have boys. And yes, things like this could happen to boys. But I don't know how parents sleep at night when they also have a daughter. It just blows my mind. And I mean, I was a teenager. I was in college. Okay. You like to drink. Okay, your friends are doing it, you do. And you don't know how much you're drinking. Why do you think we made such a big deal about people mixing alcohol and caffeinated drinks? Because the caffeine doesn't make you feel tired, so you still drink. And you end up imbibing more alcohol than you would if you started to feel sedated by the alcohol. People are doing shots. People do stupid things. And you do stupid things And when you drink, and then unfortunately, you could be in a position where something like this happens. Now, if these boys are guilty, they should be tried as adults. I mean, this is crazy. In fact, in one of the texts, one of the players said, oh, Reno will take care of it. I guess Reno was their high school coach. I don't see how he could take care of this one, okay? If you sexually assaulted a girl, and from what we understand, it was multiple times. So pretty scary stuff. And, my recommendation is if you do have a daughter, son, etc., let them know about this case. Let them know these are things that happen. Just a regular, everyday type of high school. People go to parties, they get drunk, and things like this can happen. And it's scary. The problem is most teenagers don't listen to their parents. You know, I tried to talk to my kids about this. You know, one is 13, the other's 10. They're like, all right, mom, fine. We won't drink alcohol, fine. Yeah. You know, that went one ear and out the other. How do you make sure something like this doesn't happen to your daughter? How do you make sure your boys or girls or whatever don't get themselves in a situation such as this, either as the assailant or the victim? How do you do that if they don't listen to you? You know, I mean, you hope to God that they're smart. You hope God's there to protect them, and you hope they make the right decisions. But we all were young. I mean, think about it. Okay, we all like to drink. If this did happen the way we think it happened, all this girl did was drink. Now, people can say, yeah, well, 16 years old, you shouldn't drink. Yeah, she shouldn't. But I mean, how many teenagers are drinking right now as we speak? Okay? All your daughter did, you know, if this is the father I'm talking to, is go to a party and drink. She didn't deserve this. But this is a wake-up call to all other teenage girls and teenage boys, if they realize this, that, you know, you could become intoxicated to the point that something could happen to you, or you could be roofied. And another thought that the prosecution is bringing up is, was she drugged? Was she given a roofie that causes the amnesia? And we know that these drugs are pretty scary, where it slips in the drink, it's tasteless, you have no idea that you drank it, and then all of a sudden you wake up and your underwear's off, and you have no idea what happened to you, and it's called the date rape drug. Very common out there, used still by our youth, and that is scary stuff, which is why I always urge that if you are going to a party, and let's say your kid doesn't drink alcohol, and they ask for a Dixie cup with Sprite in it. It could be as simple as that. You bring your own drinks. You bring your own can of soda. Don't drink soda from a bottle that could have been opened and that could have been drugged. Bring your own water bottle. Bring your own Sprite. Then I know these teenagers aren't going to listen to you. I get that. Then show them these stories. Let them know what happened. I mean, this girl's life is probably ruined, and I hope she doesn't do anything to herself. I mean, she says, I hate my life. Oh, my God, please tell me this isn't true. She had no idea until a friend texted her. You know, and then people are going, well, why didn't the friend do anything? Okay, I mean, if her friend, you know, small build, and he's trying to, you know, deal with football players. Now, one person was apparently in a car. One of the friends of the football players was in the car when they were driving this girl from party to party. Now, that does confuse some of us, because did they carry a limp body into a car from party to party, or was she walking around? Which then makes you wonder if this was more a date rape drug as opposed to her passing out being drunk. They claim that they took her, or from what we understand, she was brought party to party. So then you wonder if then this could have been a date rape drug, because if then she was conscious, etc. So I guess there was somebody in the car during this time who is testifying that this happened. From what we understand, the judge gave that witness immunity so he could testify. But the next question is why the hell didn't anybody call the police when this was happening? Okay, and so, you know, I instructed my kids when this story broke, I go, look, you know, if anything like this is happening at a party or a sleepover where you're at, you leave. You leave, you call us, and you call the police, okay? Because you will be in trouble for not reporting it. But first, leave, get to a safe location if you don't think you're safe. But it's just, it's scary stuff. And, you know, I hate seeing people, unfortunately, innocently get into compromising positions because all they did was drink, you know? And yeah, you know, young kids should not be drinking. I get that. They shouldn't. But, I mean, you know, we've all done it, and nobody deserves this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A Maryland patient did not deserve this. Apparently, one of the organs that he received in a transplant had been infected with rabies. And we have a Maryland patient who has died now from rabies. From what we understand, four people received organs from this one donor. The donor had lived in multiple areas. They believe in North Carolina is where he might have been exposed to a raccoon and was infected by the rabies virus. The most usually with these transplanted organs, rabies aren't screened like HIV, hepatitis, etc. So unfortunately now the CDC is contacting the other three people who, from what we understand, are still alive after receiving the organ and hopefully vaccinating them or giving them immunoglobulin. We kind of spent a lot of time in the last hour talking about rabies. I urge you to go to the podcast to listen. Okay, don't go away. We're coming up on break. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month,
or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spru Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab-and-Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. So, you know, we talk about the Sun Belt. We talk about the Stroke Belt. Well, apparently America has a Sadness Belt. Remember there was a study that came out, the happiest states, right? Where I guess Hawaii was at the top. Well, now they're saying West Virginia is the saddest state in America. There's a new well-being ranking that shows the United States has a sadness belt in the South and the Midwest, where many residents are depressed. They say Kentucky, Mississippi, Tennessee scored almost as low as West Virginia in the annual Gallup poll, which looks at 6 categories, looking at life evaluation, emotional health, work environment, physical health, healthy behaviors, and basic access. I live in Nevada. Nevada didn't do too well. Apparently, the happiest states look like Utah, Colorado, Nebraska, Minnesota, Iowa, Montana, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Hawaii, of course. Then it looks like California's pretty happy. Washington, Wyoming, the Dakotas, Kansas, Wisconsin, Virginia, Maryland, and Connecticut. And then you start to kind of get in the in-between states. Your Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, probably because it's so hot, Oregon, Idaho, Illinois, Pennsylvania, New York, and Maine. And then we start to get to Nevada in the fourth quartile with Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Missouri, Florida, New Jersey, Michigan. But the worst states, they say, the saddest states end up being Ohio, Indiana, West Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. I don't know if we can blame the election for this. So are people more depressed because they aren't as healthy? I don't know. I don't know if I want to blame the quote-unquote stroke belt and diet on this. California usually does better on the well-being list because, again, being coastal, just like with Hawaii, I mean, you know, many people really use the coast, okay? They go to the beach, they get the sunlight, okay? I mean, you have phenomenal weather, especially in Southern California, and sun is important. Even though we're afraid of getting melanoma, sun is important. You know, you got the beach, you got the, you know, a lot of areas to exercise, etc. Me, I wasn't as happy when I lived in California as I did in Nevada because of the commute. I had a hell of a time with the commute. And, I mean, I went from an hour and a half commute in L.A. to a 12-minute commute in Las Vegas, Nevada. And, yeah, I do miss the beach. I do miss living in California, you know, for all the other reasons. I do not miss the commute. So I do find it kind of interesting how even despite the commute, people are still overall pretty happy in California. But also keep in mind, if you're used to it, I mean, if you expect your ride home to be an hour and a half to 2 hours, it probably doesn't wear on you. You know, I remember when I was in training in Nevada, one of my superior doctors came in saying, you know, traffic is only a bother if you're in a rush. Now, I thought the guy was on pot because he just seemed so relaxed. But he said, if you really think about it, traffic is only an issue if you're in a rush to get somewhere. Now, I disagree because I don't like breathing in the fumes from other cars. And I know that pollution and a lot of the car pollutants could put you at risk for heart disease and cancer. So I think about that in the car. So I just don't like it at all. I also can't stand starting and stopping. But, you know, for many of you, you actually tell me the ride home is your downtime and it's your letdown time. And where you put on your favorite music or you listen to your favorite talk radio station, and you just go with the motion. Now, many of you, you know, say that because home is a little hectic. So, you know, you have a busy day at work, coming right home, then dealing with the kids and, you know, dealing with the family issues and the fights or whatever. Many of you have welcomed a timeout. For us others, no. Me, I had to get home. I had to get home to the kids. I could not. I don't want to be stuck. When I need to get home, I want to get home, and I want to get home in a hurry. I don't want to waste time. But maybe that is a way to kind of look at things. If you are stuck in traffic, you know, make it your downtime. You know, some of you will listen to books. Some of you will listen to these. I think the iPad is great, and I think these iPhones are good, and I guess Samsung just released their phone that has visual movement, or you could wave your hand, and it tracks body movements. But I kind of miss the idea of throwing a tape in your car and listening. You know, you could get a lot done if you tape record things, and then you put it in the tape. Now, true, there's other ways you could do it. I'm sure you could record on your iPad, etc. But, you know, a lot of you that needed to read a book, let's say for, you know, your class, or you needed to, you know, I mean, imagine putting that into audio form and then just listening to it on your ride home. Then you feel like you're doing two things at once. We're pretty big with the multitasking, you know, here in the, you know, 2013s. I mean, we don't want to waste time, especially if we don't have to, in a commute. Losing 3 hours a day being on a car or a train. One of my relatives, she takes three trains to get home from I guess, New York to Jersey, or I thought she lived in New York, but she has to take three trains, and it's probably about an hour, hour and a half. And I go, how do you do that? What if you're feeling sick at work? and you go home, but you can't go home early, so you got to go home during rush hour. You can't get to bed for an hour and a half. That blows my mind. I mean, if I'm sick, I want to get home. But again, if it's just part of your day and you guys are okay with it, it probably helps you mentally. I don't know. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, they've for years now been talking about this long overdue earthquake. Now, the earthquake is supposed to hit Pacific Northwest. Yes, they've been talking about New York being long overdue for an earthquake because it's on a fault line, New York City, but that's not what they're predicting. Because we had a horrible earthquake in Chile, New Zealand, and Japan within a period of, I believe, a year or two, the fourth corner of the Pacific Ocean has yet to quake. And so, I guess, a report was presented to Oregon legislators today warning that it's only a matter of time before a large quake strikes off the Pacific Northwest coast of the U.S. They say that the region could be left devastated, very similar to what happened in Japan in 2011. They claim that thousands will die, according to Mail Online, and up to $32 billion worth of damage could be caused. Okay, now, they say the coastal towns could be inundated, schools, buildings, bridges, etc. And I guess this was a pretty chilling report that the Oregon Seismic Safety Policy Advisory Commission has made. Now, in 2011, the legislature authorized a study of what would happen if a quake and tsunami such as this one did hit the Pacific Northwest. Because they were talking about how, you know, it is that fourth corner. Chile got hit, New Zealand got hit, and then Japan got hit. So we're looking at that last corner, northeast corner of the Pacific Ocean, which would be our northwest. The Cascadia subduction zone, which is a region off the regional coastline, did have a mega quake, they believe, back in 1700. Seismic experts say another monster quake and tsunami are overdue. They say it is going to hit us again, and it's just a matter of when. They think there's going to be devastation from Northern California to British Columbia. They think many Oregon communities will be left without power, heat, water, etc., gasoline supplies. Some of you may be already considering the potassium iodide in case there's any nuclear reactors along that area. Remember with the Fukushima disaster, nobody could get potassium iodide to protect their thyroid from uptaking the radioactive iodine causing thyroid cancer. All the potassium iodide would do would be to protect you against thyroid cancer. But that is something that it might have been helpful for people to buy before the earthquake, but you never knew. You never knew. So, of course, we'll keep you posted. I love the idea of people getting freeze-dried guy. I love freeze-dried guy. Stocking up on the freeze-dried guy. You know, you just don't know. I'm not too sure what nuclear reactors are there. We know Southern California has some. Not too sure what's going on with Northern California. But that is something that they should be prepared. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time. Sorry, as well as Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time. Any questions you have, we will read on air unless otherwise specified. And if you do want to call in when we're live, but you can't, you can always listen to us at drdahlia.com. GCNLive.com, your iPhone app, your Android app. There's just so many ways to listen and tune in. If you do have a question while we're not live, call into our answer line at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, and then we could always play it at the next live show. We got St. Patrick's Day coming up on Sunday. For those of you celebrating, I think we all are celebrating, happy St. Patrick's Day. History Channel went into a little discussion of what it is. I mean, this has been a day that the Irish have observed for 1,000 years. I mean, it is a religious holiday. It does fall during Lent. Okay, many of you are now observing Lent, and Irish families would traditionally, I guess, go to church in the morning, celebrate in the afternoon. Of course, certain Lent prohibitions of meat would be an issue, but from what we understand, according to History Channel, some of the consumption of meat rules can be waived, right? And people have for years been able to eat, drink, be merry on this day. Now, St. Patrick, we've talked about, lived during the 5th century. He was actually born in Roman Britain at the time, was kidnapped, brought to Ireland as a slave by the age of 16. He later escaped, but then he returned back to Ireland. And according to History Channel, was credited with bringing Christianity back to the people. And in the centuries following his death, I guess, which was believed to be March 17th in the year 461, the mythology surrounding his life has become a part of Irish culture. And one of the very well-known legends is the Irish clover, the shamrock. He had used to explain the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, which is why we decorate with shamrocks. They say since around the 9th or 10th century, people in Ireland have been observing the St. Patrick's Day on March 17th, whether it falls on a Thursday, Sunday, etc. I was in medical school, and we were supposed to have a biochemistry test the next day on the 18th. And the kids in the class were able to get the teacher to move the test because everybody was going to be drinking that night. That was pretty cool. Luckily, that's what happens when you go to a small medical school class. That was pretty cool. I wasn't drinking because I didn't have the money to go and drink. All right. Anyway, they say the first parade held to honor St. Patrick's Day took place not in Ireland, but actually in the United States. On March 17th, 1762, Irish soldiers serving in the English military marched through New York City. Their music parade helped the soldiers connect with their Irish roots, as well as fellow Irishmen serving in the English army. So, pretty cool stuff. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Again, be careful. I know a lot of you like to get a little crazy. I get that. It is a fun holiday. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, Red Bull has been targeted by blackmailers, from what I understand yesterday, threatening to contaminate the Red Bull products with feces. Anonymous callers have claimed to have planted cans of the Red Bull laced with fecal matter in grocery stores. However, checks of the shops which were allegedly effective did not show any sign of contamination. They say people have been trying to blackmail Red Bull energy drinks for weeks. The company said that it had decided to go public with the information in order to neutralize the blackmailers' leverage. Wow. I mean, can you do that? Can you blackmail a whole company by saying we got poo-poo on some of your products? I guess, the statement continued, we are cooperating closely with police and share the opinion that we are close to the perpetrators and they will be found. Now, I guess Red Bull is based in Austria, and prosecutors in Salzburg have opened the investigation into the alleged blackmail. I guess it had started earlier this month when they received a bunch of emails, anonymous emails. I don't understand how emails can be anonymous. I mean, can't you trace it back to the computer? That kind of blows my mind. Anyway, the spokesman insisted there is no proof that Red Bull products have actually been tampered with. So far, it's only a claimed contamination. Red Bull's co-founder, Dieter Mateschitz, has a net worth, I guess, of $7.1 billion, making him Austria's richest person and number 162 in the world. I had no idea Red Bull was Austrian. That's kind of interesting. Their sales have grown 12% in 2011, especially young people, extreme sports. It's I guess, one of the hippest drinks out there. It's a cool can. It's small. And I guess the Red Bull Formula One team won a championship last year in skydiving. Okay, so I don't drink Red Bull because I don't need the extra caffeine. I think I'm already caffeinated enough. But, if the can is closed, you would think, how do they get poo-poo in there? I was afraid somebody was trying to get into the plant. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of caffeine, Wrigley's is coming out with a caffeinated gum. They say this Alert Energy Caffeine Gum has 40 milligrams of caffeine, which equates to half a cup of coffee. It is targeted to consumers 25 and up, not kids, although I'm pretty sure teenagers are going to be getting this and using this as a pick-me-up. Its label looks like comes in mint, fruit-flavored. You do see the label saying one gum, and it's hexagon-shaped, is equal to a half a cup of coffee. They do come sugar-free, from what I understand. 8 pieces, I think, come for $2.99, which is about twice the cost of other gum. Of course, consumers are going to think that the gum is going to taste a little medicinal. It's very hard to make these drinks tasty without adding sugar, but I get a little nervous because you drinking coffee is one thing, because you sip the coffee, you sip the tea, you drink it slow. Throwing a bolus of caffeine in you, whether it's an energy drink or whether it's a caffeinated gum, could, I think, be too quick for some people. Now, Wrigley said it does not recommend that children and teens chew the product or people with sensitivity to the drug. But I'm sure some kids are going to, and then it's going to be another issue like what we had with, I guess, Monster Drink. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We were talking about in the first hour this law that I believe a congresswoman has brought forth in Texas, allowing lawsuits if somebody who's breastfeeding in public gets harassed or asked to move. Now, this was brought to light as another Texas lawmaker had tweeted that she doesn't really support the bill. She supports breastfeeding, but she says a bill that would allow for lawsuits if one interfered with a woman breastfeeding is really going a bit too far. So when you first hear about this, you see these headlines where this Texas State Representative Debbie Riddle is against a breastfeeding bill. So, of course, you're like, oh, my gosh, she's against a breastfeeding bill, et cetera. But then you hear something about lawsuits. You're like, okay, wait a second. What's this bill again? Now, I don't know if the person introduced it was Democratic or Republican or Ms. Riddle, Representative Riddle. I don't know. I haven't looked that up yet. We just saw the story today. But the idea that, this is one of these controversial issues where I'm for breastfeeding. If a woman has to feed her baby, let her feed her baby. It's ridiculous to think that, people are going to be interfered with that. But from what we understand, this bill had to be introduced because of people wanting to sue business owners. I guess I think a Target was involved. I think some restaurants were involved. And this allows people to sue business owners if they ask for somebody to be a little more private with it. So where the controversy lies is, does it really affect breastfeeding? I mean, can women go to a private area, or should we be able to breastfeed wherever we want because we've got to feed the kid? And then the other issue is, do business establishments have the right to ask for their patrons to be dressed? Okay? I mean, what rights do business owners have? And if people are uncomfortable with, let's say, a breastfeeding group meeting somewhere and everyone's breasts being out, if it could deter business, do businesses have a right to say, look, I'd like to, allow my other patrons to eat without feeling uncomfortable? So that's just going to be something that's going to probably be hashed out. I'm for breastfeeding, but I do understand that, it does put guys sometimes in an uncomfortable position, making them look away. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific time. God bless.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.